Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Monday, September the 13th, 2010. I'm reading today's late-breaking trends, North Carolina's daily partisan political advantage forecast. Underemployment. Take a look at today's late-breaking trends, Senate and House charts. You'll see that Gallup reports that underemployment is back up to 18.5%. moving in the wrong direction for any vulnerable incumbent seeking re-election. Underemployment, the combination of unemployment and those who are working part-time but wishing to work full-time. If underemployment is at 18.5% for all Americans, it's around 28% for young Americans in the 18 to 29-year-old age group, and around 38% for the youngest American workers in the 18 to 24-year-old age group. It's little wonder that young people are disillusioned with President Obama and are opting out of this election cycle. Economic conditions. Gallup also reports today that only 11% of Americans rate economic conditions in the country today as either excellent or good. Almost half, 46%, rate economic conditions in the country today as poor. The last time only 11% of Americans rated the economic conditions of the country as excellent or good was 1994. The election year that Republicans swept Democrats out of office throughout the 50 states. Compare that 11% to the 74% who rated the economy as either excellent or good in the year 2000. That was during the longest period of economic expansion in U.S. history. All incumbents were safe. They were not safe in 1994, and they are not safe today. Obama job approval. Real Clear Politics reports today that President Obama's average job approval continues to hover well below 50%, now at 46.3%. 49.3% disapprove. Here in North Carolina, Obama's average job disapproval is 55%, with only 43% approving of the job that he is doing as president. Congressional job approval. Congressional job approval continues to be dismal, with only 23% approving and a whopping 72% disapproving. On the generic ballot question, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican? Republicans enjoy a 48 to 40% advantage. Why are Democrats in such trouble? The answer is in another number from Real Clear Politics. Only 29% of Americans think the country is headed in the right direction. 63% say the country is on the wrong track. Kissel, most vulnerable North Carolina congressman. There is no question that members of Congress will take the brunt of American voter ire in November. Here in North Carolina, the most likely member of the U.S. Congress to lose is Congressman Larry Kissel, a Montgomery County Democrat who holds the seat held by Robin Hayes, a Cabarrus County Republican, for five terms. Kissel's opponent is Harold Johnson, who was a sportscaster on Charlotte-based WSOC-TV for decades. According to today's Hotline Political Report, Kissel is on the short list of vulnerable Democrats who will receive over $1 million to buy airtime. He may just have a fighting chance. Oh, wait a minute. There's a story in today's News and Observer about a group named Americans for Job Security that plans to spend $600,000 against Kissel. It's all about who votes. And right now, it's the Republicans who are enthusiastic about voting. In 2008, Democratic voters made up 55% of the voters to 45% Republican in this district. However, in 2006, 4, and 2, more Republicans turned out than Democrats in this district. The last election year that Republicans enjoyed the partisan momentum was 2002. President Bush had high job approval numbers. Elizabeth Dole, who won the U.S. Senate race, was treated like a rock star everywhere she went. That year, 54% of the voters who turned out in this district, Kissel's district, were Republicans. Only 46% were Democrats. Kissel is very vulnerable. Burr, not vulnerable, on track to win re-election. In the U.S. Senate race here in North Carolina, there is little doubt that U.S. Senator Richard Burr is the odds-on favorite in the race. Burr reported $6.3 million cash on hand to the FEC in June, Marshall $188,000. Insiders say that Cal Cunningham, the Davidson County attorney who lost the primary to Marshall in May, was the preferred nominee of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, having been perceived as the only one of the two Democrats who could defeat Senator Burr. Without the backing of the DSCC, Marshall has little hope of winning. GOP likely to win majority in the U.S. House. Overall, Republicans only need a net gain of 39 seats to take over the U.S. House. Charlie Cook, the country's most seasoned prognosticator, says that Republicans will pick up a minimum of 40 seats. Bottom line, Republicans very likely to take the U.S. House. Not as likely to take the U.S. Senate, but look for divided power and gridlock in Washington during the next couple of years. Gridlock, seasoned with the hot sauce of partisan recalcitrance. Republicans may win the North Carolina House. Republicans are also on track to win a majority of the seats in the North Carolina House. If you haven't already, take a look at my new feature, Investors Political Daily. Investors Political Daily gives you a scoreboard that shows where the Democrats and Republicans are in their battle for the all-important 61 seats out of the 120-member North Carolina House. Republicans have 59 seats that they have either already won, 29, are likely to win, 22, or are favored to win, 8. Democrats are trailing at 51 seats that they have either already won, 11, are likely to win, 28, or are favored to win, 12. Democrats will have to win all 10 of the toss-up races in order to keep the majority. North Carolina Senate scoreboard in tomorrow's Investors Political Daily. Tomorrow you will receive the Investors Political Daily Senate scoreboard. Of the key variables used to forecast the outcome of state Senate and House races is the late-breaking trends partisan political advantage forecast. Today, September 13, 2010, Republicans have a solid partisan political advantage in North Carolina, an advantage that translates into enthusiasm, more money, volunteers, and fired-up candidates. Well, there you have it. Late-breaking trends for Monday, September 13th, 2010. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.